Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. Rolling through the happy hour. I got Dom here in the show with me, Fancy Brian, as well. Looking for a hero. It's not going to be Bill Maher. I'm just telling you guys, you can play the music, you can pump him up, but Dom's just full of...
The cup is half full, man.
Well, you can join us. The lines are half empty at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, Dom, I wanted to point out what the former is saying today. Donald Trump, stop fighting votes!
Apparently, it's like a broken record, man.
Wading into partisan primary politics in the state of Pennsylvania, because, you know, he endorsed in that state. Raw Story reporting Matthew Chapman. On Thursday, former President Donald Trump took to his platform on Truth Social.
Oh, he actually posted something.
It's been like three postings now to rage against the election process in Pennsylvania, where Republican primary challenger, let me try that again, where Republican primary candidates Dr. Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick are separated by fewer than 2,000 votes, and an automatic recount seems almost assured, I believe 0.5% in Pennsylvania.
If an automatic recount is assured, then why rail against counting the votes?
Well, because you don't want to actually get to the recount, because what if they counted and they found out his preferred candidate didn't win? You know, they've already stolen it from me once. With no basis whatsoever, this reporting says, Trump, who endorsed Oz in the race, accused Pennsylvania officials of finding extra votes and demanding they stop tallying outstanding ballots.
Now, this is the exact same thing he said at his election.
Very, very similar.
Mail-in
right?
ballots. What, you're not supposed to count the mail-in ballots, dude?
Now, he already declared victory on behalf of his candidate, much like Donald Trump did on his own election. Or losing election.
Frankly, we did win this election.
Went out and claimed victory, right? So anyways, the Pennsylvania Oz race is ridiculous. How long does it take to count votes? France, same day, all paper, had verified numbers in the evening. Well, yeah, but Macron beat Le Pen by like 10%. U.S. is a laughing stock in elections. Stop fighting votes in Pennsylvania, rigged! Question mark? All caps.
Explain that, because my voters don't get it.
Trump and his allies have repeatedly claimed that delays in calling an election result are indicative of fraud or fake ballots, even though this is a routine occurrence when election results are close, depending on how state law lays out the process for counting. And Oz McCormick's near tie comes after right-wing talk radio host Kathy Barnett.
She was a right-wing talk radio host?
I didn't even know that part. Who had been previously surging in the polls failed to produce a strong showing on Tuesday night. Barnett supporters, in turn, are also pushing conspiracy theories about the election because it was stolen from her.
It was Hannity's fault.
The ultimate winner of the Republican primary will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November.
And get their asses kicked. Kurt, I mean, everyone who loses, the race is stolen. That's the MO
Rigged.
Now. Rigged. It was stolen from
me. And I hope the Republicans are watching closely, or it's going to be taken away from us.
What, in a partisan primary? It was only Republican. This is red on red violence now.
I tell you, man.
Well, don't you think on some level the former president is undermining the electorate? And I realize we've talked about this. The big lie, the people that supposedly believe the big lie, it was rigged, and they're the most engaged and most likely to go vote in the midterms. Well, those two things are oxymoronic, Dom, of course. If it was rigged and you don't think that voting counts, well, why would you be so insistent that I'm going to vote the bums out? Because, of course, it'd be rigged again, or at least that's the way logic would dictate. So, you know, it's all just theatrics. It's sour grapes. It's they don't want to admit that their guy lost.
Even if they're all Republicans. This is right on
yeah,
right
that,
crime.
That one's a rhino, and that one's a traitorous, yeah, treasonous traitor.
And the rhino is the one who doesn't agree with you. I mean, let them eat each other, man. I mean, this is amazing.
It is quite fun to watch, you know, kind of from afar. And Dom, I've been downright gleeful about what happens this weekend at the Marriott Hotel in Middleton, just down the road from me.
Your backyard, man.
The GOP convention, the state GOP in the great state of Wisconsin, coming to, what, do some sort of a straw poll, endorse whoever's the greatest Stop the Stealer. And now I'm really, really curious, because after watching the results, the what's Bonino's name in Pennsylvania?
The gubernatorial guy.
It's not Mastrantonio. It's something similar.
Mastriani or something.
Mastriani. Well, anyways, if we look at the example of Pennsylvania, can't we somewhat surmise that if 2/3 of Republicans claim, you know, it was rigged, it was stolen, it was whatever, sour grapes. But if 2/3 of them are of this belief, well, man, then I got to think that Tim Rantham has got a hell of a good chance beating back the party Republicans.
Whatever kind of voting they do to determine who the party is going to support, if they even do that.
They do that.
And, well, again, these are special times. Maybe historically they have, and maybe they will, maybe they won't.
In 2012,
Rebecca Clinton will declare that, well, it was rigged against me.
It was a rigged straw poll.
Yes.
Somebody dropped multiple beans into the bean counter.
Oh, but there is lasting damage.
But, you know, that's already actually happened, because the Republicans, strangely, I think it's strange, they offer an endorsement at their state convention. Well, the voters should pick the candidates, to my opinion, at least that's, you know, sort of the leaning of the Democratic Party. They might do a straw poll, but they don't endorse the candidate in the same way Republicans historically have. And let's not forget,
if you're doing a straw poll, right, it's the same
thing. Well, that's preference amongst the most party faithful, but that is quite different than the party coming out before 2 months.
No, I get it.
Coming out and making a specific endorsement saying, here is our chosen candidate
as
the Republican Party.
But isn't that essentially what the straw poll is? I mean, whether you actually come out and officially put it on your stamp on it. I mean, if your party faithful say one thing.
Near as I could tell, Keldon Royce was doing pretty good in the Democratic straw polls once upon a time. But it seemed like the party sure did have Tony Evers back.
Was that? Did they do the straw poll and Tony Evers won the straw poll?
Kelde actually did well in a few straw polls of official and unofficial sorts.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Tony
was. I guess my point is, you know, the straw poll is an indication of the party faithful anyway. Now, whether or not they officially declare as the GOP, Rantham.
Even 1,000. You know, if it's 1,000 attendees at the convention, the Democrats, they're doing theirs end of June. La Crosse will be there. I'll be there anyways. I know you've got a prior engagement, but I'll be broadcasting Thursday, Friday, Saturday from the 3rd CD, and Saturday night specifically from the Democratic Party. You know, the party, the convention party, and there'll be, 11 senatorial candidates? Now, by then, we'll know whether or not they've qualified for the ballot. You know, at this point, theoretically, a Republican could go out there, garner the endorsement of the party, and still not qualify for the ballot on the Republican side, because you need, at least 2,000 signatures? Usually they try to collect substantially more, like 4,000, I think, is the cap.
Just make sure you have enough.
Just make sure you got enough.
Get challenged and thrown out, yeah.
Well, do you think these Republicans between Rantham and Clayfish and Michaels and Nicholson, who's already trying to have it both ways on this endorsement process, because Nicholson, the supposed consultant who's got a little shop down the road here in Waukesha, Nicholson said, hey, Republicans, don't offer an endorsement. But if you do, please consider me. You know what I mean? That's the way they play. So anyways, it is different between the two parties. And I think it's antiquated that the Republicans would do it that way. But I think it's going to make for a hell of a good show.
It is a good show. We play while Rome is burning. It's pretty disastrous, these Republicans, right now.
You got your violin near all?
Got the radio, man.
You know, our pal Joel Clayfish coming down, I suspect, is he in the shot tonight? Is he doing a live show? Oh, yeah.
Last I heard.
I wonder if I'll bump into Joel at the GOP convention tomorrow. You know, I got to think, you know, friends and family talk about nepotism. Joel's going to get dragged down to that thing. Former state lawmaker, first husband.
Have you had the conversation with Joel about the
We have
stolen elections.
Yes.
You have off the record conversations about
it. I have had off the record conversations.
Has he said anything on the record about his thoughts about the election being stolen?
I will just say, and I like Joel. And Joel said to me in all candor, he's like, Crudy, I 90% trust you. And I said, slow down. Slow down. It's not that I'm not trustworthy. It's that, you know, I'm cheering against your wife. You know, politically on the radio show.
Right.
It's not an act, Joel. I'm cheering against your wife.
Literally, this is what we're doing.
This is what, you know, I'm not rooting for. Let's put it that way. And Joel tried to, you know, and it wasn't a political talk. We're having a nice Joel and I don't talk a lot of politics
right. Because,
you know, I don't want to have a buddy on the phone and say, God, let me tell you how bad your wife is. You know, I wouldn't do that to you or me. You know, we'd all get a little offended. We all love our wives. But he's saying, you know, when you get to know her, Crudy, you're going to have a really hard time not standing in the ballot box, you know, curtains drawn. Come November, Crudy, you're going to vote for Rebecca Clayface.
Yeah, how's that abortion thing working out? How's she feel about that, right? How's she feel about the stolen election thing? I mean, you kidding me? For the guy to actually say something like that, you got like a list of things you can just bang, 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 bang.
Well, I didn't want to go real abortion. You know what I mean? I didn't want to go there per se. But
can we marry dogs?
Yes. Yes. Don't even get me going on that one. Thank you, Brian. Forgot about that.
I did point out to my
lamp,
friend Joel.
A table?
I said, I don't know if it's Alex Walker giving her this strategery. I said, but if Rebecca is advocating for a rigged 2020 election, and she did. She effectively said, you know, something smells rigged, or however she phrased it. I said, I could never support a candidate of that sort. I said, that's a deal killer for me. You know, setting aside abortion and all the other issues, that would also be deal killers for me. You know, let's talk about fighting for democracy, because I don't think she believes it, but she has taken a political stance at the strategic advice of, one must assume, Alex Walker or some other consultant that's getting paid too much money to get bad advice. But someone along the line gave her the advice, you know, say it's rigged, and Tim Michaels is maybe rigged, and Tim Rantham's an absolutely rigged all the way back to 1996, and then Nicholson, I really can't understand what the theory is behind his candidacy. A Democrat that wants to be a Republican who wants to run for the Senate, but Ron's not leaving, so vote for me for governor.
Vote for me, I'll set you free.
He can walk through crowds very strongly.
That he's a strong crowd walker?
Yeah, walks very strongly in a straight line at the camera.
Well, I understand he's a business consultant, similar to Dom.
Oh, yes. I got business cards and everything.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak at least one in here. Our pal Mark from the SAC just saw the party guy the other day. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. What the hell does Alex Walker know about being a political advisor? Because the guy's got...
Come on, man. We've been talking about nepotism through the whole show.
I mean, he did grow up with Scott Walker, and he's a pretty political guy.
He's a chip off the old wanker.
Tip off of a just a
easy easy
it just is shocking. I mean, now we see that Gableman is, you know, they're still not producing the documents, and
I'm Batman
destroying the documents that show that the election was not stolen. I mean, and for Rebecca Clefish, I mean, it just, the Duchess of Foxconn, I mean, and you look at her eyes, I mean, her eyes just freak me out. I mean, she's this typical spooky eyed thing that I don't know. I mean, that it's like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Babylon 5, but when the right wing took over there in the Earth government, and they had these, it was like a Fox News cadre running the whole show, giving this Fox News spin on the whole thing. And it was just terrifying. I mean, that is just everything that...
if she had no eyes and didn't hold the policies that she has, she'd actually be a more attractive candidate in every way, shape, or form. Mark, thanks for the call, man.
You ever look into Joel's eyes? Talking about a little spooky. Come back with us. Joel Clayfish on the Shaw. 7 o'clock, Raised in the Shaw. Devil's Advocates will be right back.
It's wildly off, and dead people voted, and illegals voted. Okay. So that's not good.
Nowadays, these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
You are a rude, terrible person.
A bit snitty.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.